This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The conversations that have been happening in and around Atlantic City, New Jersey this summer have largely been about the future. What's going to happen in a couple of weeks when the fourth major casino this year shuts its doors? Atlantic City's arguably better days are getting one more to go, though. The HBO show Boardwalk Empire began its fifth and final season on Sunday, a story of a Prohibition-era city where crime and corruption were the order of the day. Tracy Samuelson went down to the shore to trace the rise and fall of today's Atlantic City.
Atlantic City's famed boardwalk is thick with tourists in bathing suits and t-shirts, crossing between casinos and a beach dotted with candy-colored umbrellas. Nelson Johnson, a local historian and author of the book Boardwalk Empire, shows me one of the oldest buildings here, built as a hotel in the 1860s, and now a casino.
In the peak of Atlantic City, if we were to look out on this boardwalk that we're standing on right now, what would we have seen?
Well, you wouldn't see any blank spaces. The thought of an unbuilt piece of property on the boardwalk in the 1920s was impossible.
But there are empty spaces on the boardwalk, plus empty buildings. Three casinos have closed already this year, with another scheduled to shut this month. So how did we get here? Johnson says the city got its start with the opening of a railroad in 1854. Originally, the idea was to build a health retreat for the wealthy, but it was the working class from Philadelphia, 55 miles to the northwest, who really made Atlantic City into America's favorite playground, one of its slogans.
So it was a booming town for close to 50 years, from the late 1870s, you know, past World War One into Prohibition. Prohibition really was the zenith of this town.
Authorities in Atlantic City ignored alcohol bans because it was good for business. Heather Perez is an archivist at the local library. She says the city was always a one-industry town, completely dependent on tourists and keeping them happy. But when Prohibition ended in 1933, there was less reason to come here.
And so after World War II is really when things started to decline in terms of numbers. The rise of commercial airplane flights made things much easier for people to go elsewhere, more exotic locations, more interesting things to do and see.
Over the next few decades, Atlantic City began to fade. The hotels failed to keep up with their counterparts elsewhere.
Glamorous and youthful, wholesome and entertaining, this is Atlantic City.
Distancing the city from its more raucous roots, a promotional video from 1964 showcased young families at the beach and attractions like the famous diving horses, which jumped off an elevated platform. But when the Democratic National Convention was held here the same year, the press gave the city terrible reviews. Atlantic City needed something to draw the crowds back. So in 1976, New Jersey passed a law allowing casinos here. And for a while, Perez says gambling worked.
The first casinos opened late 70s, and there were crowds of people waiting to get into them. You know, the boardwalk was filled with these lines, and one by one, the casinos popped up along the beach and along the marina.
For years, Atlantic City had a gambling monopoly on the East Coast. But in the mid-2000s, the city's luck turned, along with the nation's economy. Gamblers abandoned Atlantic City for new casinos in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Delaware. Gaming revenues are now roughly half their 2006 peak. About 2 years ago, developers cut the ribbon on The Revel, a sleek blue glass hotel and casino with a $2.4 billion price tag. It was supposed to help revive the city. But last month, a customer rode down the elevator of The Revel shouting, "Last time." It closed at the start of September, just a couple of days after its neighbor, The Showboat. Mary Thomas and her husband made a last stop at The Revel a few weeks ago. There's a new casino just a few miles from her home in Hanover, Pennsylvania, but she still prefers to come here.
We drive 3 hours to Atlantic City because we just enjoy the ocean and the boardwalk and all the shops on the boardwalk, and it's just a nice little getaway.
Thomas comes to gamble, too, and that gives Don Guardian heart. Guardian's the mayor of Atlantic City. Dressed in a sharp cream suit and a bright blue shirt, he sits in an office overlooking downtown. He's got big plans for the city, but he also believes a large part of its future lies in its roots, in tourists like Thomas.
Well, you came here because it was a casino. I think now you come to a place like the Borgata, like Harrah's, because it's a resort. So a nice room, water views, a spa, a nightclub, a theater, fun food, fine food, conference rooms, and, oh, by the way, gambling as well.
Four casinos are closing, but eight will remain. And Atlantic City gets a nice cut of their gaming revenue. Guardian thinks the gambling business here will stabilize and continue to be a mainstay of the local economy. The city's shuffling the decks and hoping for a better hand this time. In Atlantic City, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.